Dale, thanks for being here with us today.
Good to be with you.
We're here talking today a little bit about pruning, and we're getting to that time of year where pruning trees probably should be on a lot of people's mind as they maybe start planning, looking at their trees, seeing what needs to be pruned and get ready for it. But oak trees in particular, we're really starting to get to the time of year where you should probably be getting to those, right?
Yeah, because we don't have a lot of times we recommend pruning oak trees because of oak wilt disease, which is caused by a fungus that's carried by insects, and they're particularly active during the growing season. So we want to avoid pruning oaks during that time, especially in the spring, early summer. So the ideal time to prune oak trees is now, here in December through February.
And so obviously that's probably for a lot of people, just probably younger oak trees that maybe you haven't quite pruned yet, the branches aren't completely way up there yet, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you can do a lot of pruning on younger trees. You know, if they were just new in the past year or so, we usually recommend leaving most of the limbs on. But we want to get those limbs that, you know, may be kind of in the way or just need pruned out because they're not in the right place before they get to be an inch in diameter. And so try to get them pruned before they get that large. Of course, you can prune them later as well, but on newly planted trees or young trees, we'd like to have as much leaf area as we can in those first few years, but then start getting them pruned off so you can shape the tree as you need it.
What are some common questions you guys get about pruning trees?
Well, one of the things we get questions about, you know, do we put a wound dressing or a paint or something over the pruning cut after we cut the limb off? And we don't recommend that because you end up sealing in as many problems as you may seal out. The one exception is with oak trees. And that is if you have to do an emergency pruning because of storm damage, wind damage, where you've got a broken limb in the spring, early summer, then we recommend just putting some latex paint, water-based paint over that just to protect it from the spread of disease. But otherwise, we don't really recommend using a pruning or dressing over top of the cut.
All right. How should people go about pruning trees? As best as you can describe it on radio, I guess.
What we recommend is the three-cut method, and the three-cut method keeps you from really scarring the tree, where a lot of times if you just go in and prune off a limb, it'll rip down and you'll rip the bark and cause a wound there that will never heal, because there's actually a ridge where that limb comes off of a trunk that the healing tissue is right there. So if you rip through that, it'll never heal properly. So we recommend a three-cut system where you make a cut, go out maybe 8 or 10 inches and make a cut underneath about halfway through, then go outside of that and cut clear down through and cut the limb off. That way, if it breaks, you don't get the ripping, and you've taken all the weight off of that branch. Then you come back closer to the trunk, just outside of the what we call the branch collar or that ridge, and then make your pruning cut there, your final cut. So that's the three-cut system that we recommend.
And I'm sure people could probably find quick examples of that online as well if they YouTube it or something like that.
Yeah, you can do a quick search, and if you do Extension Iowa State, there's a short video there that you can actually watch somebody doing it. So, or if they got questions, they can always give us a call at the Extension office.
And what other trees usually should be pruned, and when should other people start thinking about trees other than oak trees?
Well, now's an excellent time to prune any tree, whether they're deciduous trees, shade trees. It's a good time to get them done. As you get closer to spring, you're more likely to have sap flow or bleeding, which really isn't a problem, but some people get really concerned when they start seeing the sap flowing out of a cut. And it happens more probably on maples and birch, maybe some elms that will do that. But it's not a big concern. It'll stop and it won't harm the tree if that happens. So now's a good time to do it. If you have fruit trees, it's also a good time to get that done. January, February, most orchards are even finishing up with their pruning, but you can still do that into March. You certainly want to be done before we start getting a warm-up and the sap starts coming up in the trees.
And warm-up can be a little difficult here, depending. I know last year the trees were hurt quite a bit with the warm-up and subsequent freeze, so sometimes you just got to kind of play some guesswork with it and hope that you're right, it sounds like.
Well, that's true, and the danger to fruit trees, of course, is damaging the buds, and we don't have the flowers that produce fruit if we get a warm-up and then we get that cold snap really late in the winter, early spring, and hopefully that won't happen again. We had some damage from that last year.
All right. On a different note here, I want to talk just a tad bit about the upcoming management seminars here in Marion County. There's going to be a beef management, market and management seminar. Swine producers probably can go to Mahaska County, it sounds like, to just talk a little bit about what will be happening here on February 4th.
Yeah, on February 4th, we're one of about 18 sites around the state of Iowa, and we're going to host an all-day program. It starts at 10 o'clock on the 4th. The morning session is primarily a webinar. We'll have several speakers, including Dr. Hart and Dr. Schultz, that will talk about crop marketing, livestock marketing. Dr. Taylor will touch on weather and climate conditions. And then we also have Dr. Roseman from Iowa Farmer Today, that's a columnist there, that talks about farm families and how they manage their farms and some of the stresses that go along with that. And then we'll have a lunch that's provided by Iowa Farm Bureau. And following that, then we're going to have a discussion with Joe Sellers, who's a beef specialist here in southern Iowa. And we're going to talk about some of the issues dealing with drought and what we might be looking to do to better manage our beef cow herd this coming year, if we have dry weather or not, and look at some of those issues that might be coming up this year.
All right. Well, Dale, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, we just need that warm weather to come next week.
We'll see. All right. Thanks, Dale.
Thank you.